Welcome to Collaboration is Queen, a New World Women production. I'm your host, Dawn Morningstar, one of three co-founders of New World Women. Sean Vougeot, Mecca Page, and I have collaborated to co-create New World Women, a women's organization that shares profits with women to reward them for expanding their consciousness and nurturing themselves. Our unique offering supports women's self-empowerment and economic sufficiency, and it emerged out of a respectful, inclusive, co-creative process based on collaboration at every turn. And fun. Yes, there was lots of fun. The three of us are often overheard saying, collaboration is queen. We invite you to welcome more collaboration into your life, knowing that you don't have to do it alone, whatever it is for you. Dust off your crown and enjoy. And always remember, collaboration is queen.
Hello to each and every one of you, and welcome to our New World Women Birds of a Feather Together call. We extend a heartfelt greeting to our New World Women founding mothers and luminaries who see the vision of women's global self-empowerment and have joined as members of our sisterhood. If you are a founding mother, please put a heart symbol in, please touch the heart symbol so we can all see you. And if anyone out there would like to become a founding mother of New World Women, please reach out to us and we will make that happen. We are doing something profoundly important in New World Women, and it's founded by and for women wrapped in the arms of the divine feminine. I'm Sean Vougeot, one of three co-founders of New World Women. Co-founders Mecca Page and Dawning Morningstar welcome you too. The three of us hold the spiritual vision of a better world for all, starting with women. New World Women is a global sisterhood of seekers and sages who are ready for better, better personal lives, better treatment of Mother Earth, better futures for generations to come, and a better manifestation of humanity's highest and best. We envision a global uplifting of all people with lives of love, connection, beauty, freedom, and prosperity for all. Women hold a key to co-creating this new world, and we are walking through that door together. Does anyone here remember the song Color My World by the group Chicago from way back in the 1970s? It was the slow dance song favorite at many proms and high school dances. Remember that? Well, tonight we are going to have our world and perspective colored in beautiful ways by luminary guest presenter Cornelia Elsa Esser. But before we do that, co-founder Dawn Morningstar will guide us in a brief centering meditation. So please relax and enjoy.
Good evening, sisters. Go ahead and sit in a posture that uplifts your being, with your back strong and engaged and your inner organs feeling supported. Feel your lungs expand like two butterfly wings as you fill them with fresh oxygen. Now see a multicolored, whimsical butterfly flitting in your mind's eye. As it comes closer, you take in its colors and you realize that they are all of your favorite colors and many other colors as well. You feel joy just like on a warm, sunny day when butterflies dance around gardens of fragrant flowers. Then a gentle rain begins to fall and you feel no need to go inside. You close your eyes and sit peacefully in the misty rain, feeling replenished. And then, just as quickly, the rain disappears. As you open your eyes, you see a magnificent rainbow filling the sky. You feel like a child seeing a rainbow for the very first time, and your heart is happy. in your heart, you feel deep gratitude to your divine for color and its magical power in your life. The words I have spoken on our behalf are made manifest by our divine. So it is, and so it shall be. Shanti, 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 Aho, and blessed be. Let's take another nice, deep, and cleansing breath. And when you're ready, open your eyes and see your sisterhood in front of you. Lovely, lovely. Welcome back, everyone. So, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our very special guest this evening. Cornelia Elsa Esser is a former pediatric nurse. She was a nurse in Germany. She is a holistic therapist who combines ancient Chinese and Egyptian knowledge of esoteric medicine with the newest scientific insights and technological possibilities. Cornelia uses an energy emission analysis camera in her practice that captures an energetic reading of the client and gives insightful information into which level body matter, emotion energy, or spirit information the client's trauma, pain, or disease is blocking. With this information, she's able to create an effective individualized approach to facilitate healing. So some of Cornelia's work includes Carillion photography, esogetic color puncture, holographic crystal therapy, induction therapy, intuitive wisdom counseling, life coaching, astrology relationships astrology, astrology and relationships astrology, and color puncture. So we want to welcome you. So go ahead and unmute yourself, Cornelia, and welcome to our Birds of a Feather call this evening.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited. Whenever I start talking about esoteric color puncture and the effects of color and what color is doing for you in your life and in your body, soul, spirit, and body, actually, people are looking like me like, oh, what? And I did the same, you know. When I started looking into naturopathic medicine, I was in a heilpraktiker school in Germany, or a naturopath. Naturopaths are called heilpraktiker. I went to a convention, and somebody talked about color puncture, and somebody talked about what kind of effect colored light has on us and on our psyche, on our emotions, and even on our spirit. And I was immediately drawn to it and listened to it. And once my first son was born in Switzerland, that was, and he had certain issues that Western medicine just didn't have good answers for anymore. The 4,000 people village I lived in Switzerland had a color puncturist. So I don't see that as accident. And I got there with my son. First, I thought, oh, what can that really do, you know? But it shifted his response to healing dramatically. And I tell you, 2 weeks later, I was in the training to train as esoteric color puncturist. And since 2002, I do my work here in America. I was the first esoteric color puncturist in Minnesota and brought the training there, the certification training. And I have I have studied to the diploma level and have my diploma in esoteric color puncture, and are allowed also to teach the certification training this is in the moment, still because of the pandemic, happening mostly in an online format, which is actually kind of nice because a lot more people can participate without having the expense of traveling and expense of having to go any other place, you know, and taking those days off. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, you've answered our first question without me even having to ask it, about when you first became aware of the healing power of colored light. And now I'm curious to know, what changes or transformations have you witnessed in yourself and in those that you're treating now using colored lights?
Yeah. So first of all, what I have notice in myself when I started working with colors on myself and with those treatments on myself was a huge transformation in terms of how I all of a sudden I had memories flooding in from even back from my prenatal times and birth, and what those memories, you know, what those kind of trauma memories actually do to my system. So I could really work with that and let go of that kind of trauma memory and go much, much deeper into actually who I am and finding conditionings that are not really mine to carry, finding ways of letting go of belief structures that are not mine to carry. And all of these things are really, really helping me to find my true authentic center and really my true authentic self and what I want to do in this world and with my life.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Yes, it sounds like it gives a sense of freedom, like that, you know, a lot of times we say with the spiritual work that we do, or just work in general, self-improvement work, that it's like the layers of an onion and just peeling back and peeling back. And as you said, getting to that authentic self. That's really beautiful. Well, we don't want to delay your teaching because we are all so thrilled that you're going to be sharing some insights with us about color and how it has revitalizing effects with us. So we're going to turn it over to you, and then we'll go into small group gathering in our gathering rooms, and then we'll come back together, and then we're going to have a drawing for one of your pairs of color therapy glasses, which I have, and I'm putting them on right now. These are orange and they create a sense of optimism. And I've certainly gotten a chance to use them with all of this gray weather that we're having here in Minnesota with the snow and the sleet and the rain. And I put them on and I honestly do feel different. So thank you for sharing your teachings with all of us this evening. So over to you.
So Peter Mandel is a one is a naturopath in Germany that actually founded esoteric color puncture, and he was guided by it in dreams and really by being initiated in his dreams into this type of work. He had a very strong head trauma as a child and was in a coma. And when he woke up, he had a photographic memory, and school wasn't really for him in that way. So he had a long time finding himself. And once he did, he had these overpowering dreams where in his dreams, he had to really write down everything and jot down everything and got aware of how color works in the body, what kind of frequencies are actually doing what. Then there's a physicist in Germany, Professor Albert Popp is a physicist that does a lot of research on biophotons. And biophotons are particles of our cells, and they emit light. They emit light as a candle 18 miles away, nothing that is visible. But this light frequency is capable of really changing cellular communication. So when biophotons are really working for us and working the way they're supposed to work, they really help regulate a lot of cellular functions and also hormonal messaging and different ways of how our cells communicate, but also how our spirit and soul information is being brought into the body and into our cellular level. So a lot of different colors have different effects. That's what he found. The frequencies of each color is different. So it has a different wavelength. Each color has a different wavelength. And when we see color, it does a lot of things to us and helps us already realizing, oh, well, this is what we really like and makes us uplifting. But as Dawn, for example, said, the gray weather really brings us to a place of, oh, this is not so really incredibly pleasant feeling, you know? And everybody has a different reaction to really what each color does to them. In my in-person classes, I have the whole set of colored glasses available and people try them out and everybody has a different reaction to different colors and says, oh, this really makes me feel joyful. And others say, oh, this is way too much for me, you know? So in a way, esoteric colorpuncture really aims to be a very, very individualized therapy. So with the Kilian photography, as Dawn said, which I'm doing, it's a photo of your meridian starts, the finger pads, and a photo of the 10 toes, which hold on the one level all your physical functional information. In an energetic sense, you see that. It shows you psychological emotional axes. So there are axes in the picture that show you, oh, there is a father or mother axis in there. There's an axis maybe that shows you that there was a lot of prenatal trauma. There's an axis that shows you that that your knees and your level of the shoulders is very burdened, for example, you know. So there's a lot of things in there, you see, that show you where on the soul level, but also where on the physical level, things might be dysregulated. And then there's a spiritual layer in the flow of the picture, and it shows you a timeline from prenatal and birth to older age, you know, and all the different stages of your childhood and where trauma was experienced, which eventually has an effect on disease development later in life. So that's what you see with the Kilian camera. And each time I do a treatment, which is done with a light pen and colored light glass rods, and you shine on different acupuncture and different points on the body. And that really deeply regulates cellular communication and helps you bring up memory. It helps the body not to react to trauma as it was reacting before. And it really helps regulating on a very, very deep, deep level. Without light, the colors are not really being, without light, the colors are really not being as well received in the body. So light is the energy that really carries the information into the system. And with both of these, we have the effect of being really feeling really rejuvenated and in balance again. Then, yeah, if you would go to the yellow light, I talk about the different colors a little bit. So the yellow is a really wonderful color. It's like the color of the sun, right? When the sun is in its zenith, we really see how happy we get. It helps our psyche on that level, but it also really helps our lymphatic system. So yellow is a really good color if you have a lot of tonsillitis or problems with lymph getting stuck in your body. It really helps lymph flow. So an easy way to also work with it is if you get a flashlight and just some colored plastic kind of film that you can put over your flashlight, you know, and just hold it on different points of the body, and it will help you regulate again. Then the next color is orange. Orange is the color of the heart and the color of joy. It also regulates very much our endocrine system and hormonal system. It regulates the heart on a spiritual and soul level, but it also regulates the heart on a physical level. So if you have a lot of heart issues, orange and blue are your go-to colors and are good colors to heal the heart. Red is the color of passion and the deepest penetrating color, and it really helps make chronic situations more acute again, and really helps with energy levels. If you have very low energy levels, if you have low blood pressure, red glasses and red flowers around you, things you wear red, will be really helpful to you to perk up the energy and really help circulation as well. Green is the most natural color of our color spectrum. We have every spring, you know how everybody feels when spring comes around. You feel you want to detox. You want to let go of extra things you have accumulated sitting around and being still in winter. So green is a really good color that helps detoxing, that helps really neutralizing a lot of frequencies in the body and helps neutralizing the energy in the body. And for everybody that is diabetic or has problems with blood sugar, green is also a very good color to help blood sugar levels and help the kidneys. If you wear green glasses, green therapy glasses for a while, if you wear them for about half an hour to an hour, you will notice you go to the bathroom a lot more often. Yeah, that's wonderful that you need green glasses, Kat. Then we have turquoise. Turquoise is a very beautiful color. The other colors are all complementary color, and turquoise has its own seat in the family of colors. Turquoise is the color of the soul, and we have a spectral turquoise we're working with, and then there's a soul spirit turquoise we're working with. And as the color of the soul, the spectral turquoise is almost like an elevator into the deeper psyche. And the light turquoise really brings up out of the subconscious what we need to know and what we need to work with. And if you wear turquoise glasses, it really makes you feel like you're at peace because it's the color of your soul. So it really brings you in touch with who you are and what your soul is doing. It's beautiful. Then we have blue. Blue is the color of tranquility and of being more peaceful. And if you are more on the ADD and ADHD spectrum, it will really help you to calm down and help the nervous system to calm down. It's also a very good color for your hormonal system and for the heart. And it really, really is good for children that have a hard time focusing. If they get blue light to do their homework under, it really helps them focus and really helps them bring more focus, focused energy into their system and within their mind, kind of, you know, it calms the mind very strongly. Then violet is the color of our right brain. Our right brain vibrates in violet, and it's a color for the artist in you, and it's a color for the meditative divine in you, and it really brings you to a place of much more intuitive wisdom and meditation, and really helps the right brain to be integrated. In our world, all the left brain activities, the yellow is very strong. Yellow is very good for learning because it supports our left brain activities, and violet helps us to bring that left brain activity into balance and say, hey, there's more to the world and there's more to your life than just being in your head and just thinking things over. So violet is a wonderful color for all politicians, I think. They should really color the Pentagon and the White House, and everywhere they meet, they should have purple. Then rose, those are the colored glasses. One of you will be sent by me. And rose is really the color of unconditional love, and a color that is really beautiful to think of. What every baby should really, not only girls, but really every baby should really get in touch with. They all should know they are unconditionally loved, and everybody here needs to get in touch with that vibration of that unconditional love. And rose is really a wonderful way to get in touch with that. And rose-colored glasses are very easy to use, you know. Don't wear them while you're driving, but every time you can definitely wear them.
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you. And I know, Cornelia, that you have a beautiful chart with the colors and some of the helpful aspects of knowing the colors and how to work with them that we will be sending out in a PDF when we send the replay out. So don't worry if you weren't able to capture all of those benefits, you'll have those sent to you in the replay. So that'll be fabulous. Okay, awesome. Wonderful. So what else do you have for us?
A short color meditation.
Beautiful.
All right. So get into a very, very comfortable position. Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes. Feel your feet on the ground. And see the color of orange. Orange, go deeply into your heart. Breathe it in. Send it to your heart, around your heart, and into your solar plexus, where it warms and where it relaxes you. Then draw under your feet from the earth. Draw within all the colors of the rainbow. Draw in yellow light. Yellow light that will help your digestive system, that will help your lymphatics, that will help you with it. That will help you really with a bright, bright mind and a clear, clear mind. Draw up blue. Blue light will gather also around our heart, in our mind's eye. It will help us focus. and it will be beautiful to experience. Now surround yourself all with rose-colored light. Feel the vibration of unconditional love all around you and within you. Feel how soothing it is and how it makes you feel loved, centered, joyful, and rejuvenated. Bath in it. How beautiful, beautiful those colors interact with your heart, with the mind, spirit, soul, and body. When you're ready, gather some bright red light behind your eyes. Bright red light behind your eyes, and then you will be able to open your eyes and feel a lot more energized.
Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. That was just lovely.
Thank you.
So before we move into our gathering rooms, I'm wondering if you would share a story with us that really surprised you in regard to how the impact of color can have on someone's life. What's something that comes to mind?
Yeah, when my clients come with all different issues, you know, I do the therapy and all of a sudden they say, oh God, I'm so relaxed now. And it feels so amazing. I haven't felt this way in so long. And each time I'm surprised, you know, each time I feel like it's magic, you know, and it's not magic. It's really the work of our soul and our spirit that can really work with the informational level and with what is brought into the system by each of those color frequencies.
Beautiful. Well, on the other side of our gathering rooms, we will hear a little bit more from you. And I did want to say a few things about the gathering rooms. And I did put these in the chat for you, just some gathering room agreements. And so when we go into these gathering rooms, share what has heart and meaning for you, answering one of the questions that we provide. And the questions are in the chat too, but I will read them to you. And allow time so that each woman who wants to share gets to be heard. And if somebody doesn't want to share, please honor that. Just let them be there and listen and enjoy. And should there be a facilitator in one of your rooms, their role is to be a participant themselves and to keep the conversation flowing. Well, welcome back, everyone. We hope you had a nice experience in the gathering room. I sure did. It was pretty fabulous. It's so nice to connect in a small group like that. It was really wonderful. So if anyone would like to share what your experience was, or if you have a question for Cornelia, just go ahead and unmute yourself and we will go from there.
I have a question.
Sure.
Okay. So we were talking about color in plants and in flowers, and it came to my mind, you know, how different it is when I am looking at the color in a plant versus when I'm looking at an inanimate object with a color in it. And of course, the plant is alive, you know, so there's prana in the plant. But it also feels like it's different. No, and so I just wanted to ask you about that.
Cornelia, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, when I lived back in Delaware, a lot of garden clubs invited me to speak, actually. And I always talked about the colors of the flowers and whatever people plant in their gardens, you know, resonates usually with how they feel and resonates usually with what they need and which colors they need. And definitely any color you look at, you know, with be it with light or without light, or be it in plants or on a screen, have an effect on you because they have a vibration that you take in with your eyes, you know. And I think living objects like plants do not only convey through their colors, but through their whole being in some ways, you know. So the color has a certain effect on you, but it definitely conveys a lot more because they are a living being.
Beautiful answer. I love that so much. Well, if you like talking about color and its revitalizing effects, Cornelia is one of our luminary teachers who will be teaching in New World Women Live for our members. And she's got some pretty amazing things lined up for us. And in the meantime, as we said in the replay, you will receive a PDF with more information about the colors that you can use. And right now, we are going to do the raffle. Mecca is going to do the raffle drawing for the rose-colored glasses. And then we'll go into announcements, and we will say our farewells and end at the end of the, at the 30-minute mark so that we honor your time. So, Mecca, did you want to do announcements or raffle first? I think I switched the order there on you. Sorry about that.
Okay, we'll do the raffle. I just pulled out Allison's name. Is she still on the call? Oh, yeah, there she is.
Yay!
Hi. Thank you.
Woohoo! Oh, you're going to love those, Allison. Yes. Those glasses are so wonderful. I have a pair, too. They're awesome.
I do, too. They're really wonderful.
So thank you.
Awesome.
And Mecca, thank you for handwriting out everybody's name who's on the call. We had a pretty big group tonight, so we're very grateful.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always fun. Oh, come on. All right. So as always, we say a big, huge thank you to our founding mothers. The list continues to grow, and these are all the founding mothers on our list right now. And we thought that this was really appropriate here in Minnesota with this sort of weather that we're having and the little crocuses trying to peek up out of the ground. We know that they're trying out there. They really are, but we haven't seen them yet. So the big news of the day is the next slide. Our beta testing for our New World Women software is now planned to start on Mother's Day, May 14th. So we are very, very excited about that. We will be sending out more information to everyone as we get closer, but we just wanted to let you know we finally made the decision on a date. So it's Mother's Day. And we figured that's really pretty important because, you know, our founding mothers have been the reason why and how we've gotten where we have. And so it's a great way to sort of honor them too.
And if anyone is interested in becoming a founding mother, we still have some spots available for you to do that. And we would welcome you because when the history books are written, it's the founding mothers whose names will appear as the ones who were at the very foundation and heart of New World Women as we expanded out into the world.
Thank you, Dawn. And then we wanted to share our the new profile tiles that we've been creating for our New World Women luminaries. We're in the middle of putting our directory together for our new software, and we're we're building each one of our luminaries' profiles and their courses. And so we're in that process, and we just had some recent updated photos and profile tiles. We thought we would share that with you. And then the next slide, we're trying to encourage each one of you to get in touch with Dawn, experience this four-step sacred meeting process, learn more about New World Women, especially if you're not a founding mother yet, or if you have some questions and aren't sure, you know, what we're about yet. Dawn can be contacted at dawn@newworldwomen.com, and she's happy to schedule a time to meet with any of you.
I am.
And our New World Women magazine has, we're working on the next issue, so that will be coming out the second quarter of this year in late April. You can encourage people to sign up on our New World Women website to view past issues. And if you're founding mothers, we've simplified the link to share with people. So just, you can tell them just to go to the site and sign up. They'll have an opportunity to put who referred them on that form.
And the magazine is virtual and it's free. And
it's free. Yes, that's right.
And it's beautiful.
It's
wonderful.
And so our next Birds of a Feather Together call on April 20th will be featuring Satya Leela. And she is a sacred sexuality coach. And she will be talking about how we can spark our sexual vitality. So, we're all looking very forward to that. And she's giving away a free sexual communication gateway session. So everyone on the call will have a chance to win that. So sign up for that.
And when I was working with Satya, this will be whether you're in a relationship or you're a singleton. It's for everyone. So I mean, for all women, women only. So. Thank you, Mecca.
I think that's it. Yep.
So we want to thank you, Cornelia, so much for a beautiful color experience tonight. That was lovely. And we loved it. We loved it. We look forward to, thank you. We look forward to you sharing more of your wisdom with us in New World Women Live online gatherings with members of New World Women. We're looking forward to that.
Thank you so much. And if anybody has more questions, please contact me. Don't hesitate to email me as well.
To each of you here with us and those viewing the video replay, we invite you to join our New World Women Sisterhood. And if you already have, we thank you sincerely. Please explore our beautiful website, newworldwomen.com, to learn more about how New World Women is providing teachings like the beautiful teaching we shared tonight. Inspiration, like-hearted sisterhood, and a path to prosperity for women's self-empowerment around the world. We hope to see you at our next Birds of a Feather Together call on April 20th, when, as Mecca told us, when luminary and sacred sexuality teacher Satya Leela shares her wisdom with us on how to spark your sexual vitality. Until we see you again, dear ones, be well. Enjoy the colors in your life. I think all of you on this call and those of you watching the replay will be paying more attention to all the beautiful colors in your life. And do what you are called to do to create a new world for yourself and for those you love. And now please unmute yourself and place a word and its energy of blessing into our circle as we say farewell for now.
Appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Love. Soulful.
Namaste.
Love.
Thank you.
Love. Gratitude.
Joy.
Unconditional love.
Changes.
Growing.
Color.
Full joy. Joy.
Gratitude.
Namaste.
Prosperity. Clarity. Abundance. Ease, grace.
Love it. Love it, love it.
Farewell, everyone.
please visit newworldwomen.com to learn more about our exciting collaboration and how it can support you and other women in your life. We would love to welcome you into our first Founders Circle, which you can explore on our site. If you like Collaboration is Queen, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. Thank you, and remember to keep your crown ready so women can collaborate to create a new world for themselves and for our world, a world of love, inclusion, collaboration, and abundance.